Hello, Stuart and Judy here at Carey Baptist Church in Moulton. This week our service will be a bit different. It's a family service, so things will be broken into smaller sections, no longer sermon. We are focusing on the Baptist Missionary Society World Mission Appeal, I Will Stand. BMS has invited churches across the UK to hold I Will Stand service during October. So we are joining the movement. You're invited to stand in solidarity with your brothers and sisters around the world, Christians who daily take up their cross to follow Jesus, men and women who have experienced rejection, hatred, and persecution because of their faith. These believers, Christians from the Middle East, North Africa, and Asia, are choosing to follow Jesus through the darkest valleys, living out their faith and sharing it with others, even when the price is high. All of the stories you hear this morning come from the World Church, from people you can support. And these fearless believers represent many others in similar situations across the globe. Let us pray. Lord, we pray that as we listen to the stories and testimonies of other Christians in more challenging situations throughout the world, that you will inspire us and lead us to know how we can support and encourage and pray for people in these situations. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. During the coronavirus pandemic, Christians in the UK experienced a tiny glimpse of what it's like to be an isolated believer, separated from Christian community, locked down at home, and unable to gather to worship. Think back and remember how that felt or feels. How did it feel to be unable to see or hug your loved ones? How did it feel to be unable to worship with others? For many Christians BMS supports around the world, this is what it is always like. Imagine, think what it would be like not to know a single other Christian, or to be able to access Christian materials online. How would you grow in your faith? How would you worship? Where would you find the strength to carry on? Now imagine that your family and closest friends have all turned their backs on you because you follow Jesus. They won't talk to you. You're not welcome in their homes or at their celebrations. And you know that for as long as you remain a Christian, they will act as if you don't exist. Would you continue trusting God? We're now going to hear the testimonies and the stories of three Christians in the Global South.
I saw Jesus 2,000 years ago. I was watching a vision. It wasn't like a dream. I was there with them. I saw he had 12 students. I saw him healing people, preaching. I hadn't read the Bible, but I saw it happening. When I woke up from the vision, I went to my neighbor, who I knew was a Christian. I told her my story, and she fell to the ground and couldn't say a word. She gave me a Bible and opened it in Matthew. It was unbelievable. What I read, that is what I had seen. In that moment, something inside me changed. The next 2 weeks were the best 2 weeks of my life. I was in a very hard situation, and my situation did not change, but I changed. My life started from that moment. I didn't tell anyone I was a Christian because I was afraid. 2 years later, I moved countries. I tried every church, but they refused to baptize me. It's an Islamic country. If you change from Islam to Christianity, it really costs lives. I was learning the Bible by myself and searching for 8 years. Then God found me a private teacher. It was a miracle. I learned and I started telling my family. I started with my brother. He accepted Jesus. Then I told my older sister. She accepted Jesus. Most of my family are Christians now. After that, we started this small ministry. We're helping people who are in need. We do work here and in my home country, In my home country, so many people became Christians, like 1,200 people. When the neighbors saw this, they tried to harm these people. But the Christians didn't care, even if it cost them their lives. I don't know exactly what will happen, but I want to serve God.
When my mom found out I was a Christian, she said, "I bore you in my womb, but I wish I didn't." Choosing to follow Christ was not easy. I'm from a Muslim background, and I saw myself on one side and my parents on the other. And I wondered, am I right and they're wrong? I would have rather been wrong and them right. There was no physical violence, but they stopped talking to me. My mom and dad are really dear to me. It was really hard. When my parents stopped talking to me, I was called into full-time ministry. At first, I wanted to have both, my family and the truth. But the truth has set me free, and I cannot not speak it. My ministry is on Facebook, which is really effective for reaching people. I remain anonymous, which gives people more freedom to talk. The people I talk with are Muslims. I understand the people who message with questions because I was once there. I want to learn more so I may be ready to answer as many questions as possible. I miss my family a lot. I do long for them, but I just don't want to give up Jesus. The Lord has performed a lot of miracles for me. He takes care of me. He answers my questions. The little details, they all add up. And when I think of them all, I can't but give all I have for him.
I made a promise that I would not let any Christians live in my area, nor would I let any church nearby survive. I was born into an Orthodox Hindu family. I joined an extremist Hindu group, and my life's main goal was to catch Christians and beat them up. One day, I met a man, and he asked me, "Why are you doing this? Why are you attacking people who have not done anything to you?" And he gave me a New Testament and said, "Why don't you read it?" I started reading the New Testament, and then almost every day I wanted to read that book. I saw how Jesus taught his disciples to pray, and I learned to pray like that. And then one day I read, "What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul?" And it hit me. After that, I secretly started meeting with the Christians and learning from them. My village discovered I'd become a Christian, and they tried to throw me out. They separated from me and said, "We will not give you water to drink and we will not associate with you." It's been more than 20 years, and I am still separated from some of my village, but now, out of 30 families living here, 22 families have come to know Jesus. And I pray that one day it will become an entirely Christian village. I also now oversee 150 small groups in my region. I know that following the Lord is not easy. I've suffered persecution and had terrible things done to me, but in all of that, I have hope. The Lord Jesus came into my life, taking me from persecution to praise. He's everything to me. He is life. I pray that I will be able to complete the vision that God has given me to reach out to as many people as I can.
we're now going to pray for the people that we've heard their stories about and people in similar situations throughout the world. Person J in the Middle East writes, "Pray for me to serve God in the right way, wherever he wants." So we pray for isolated Christians, that they would find other believers who can encourage them, whether that is face to face or through social media. Pray that they would find ways to faithfully follow God, even when they have to live out their faith in secret. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Person Z in North Africa writes, "I miss my family a lot, but I pray that they would accept me as I am, just as I accept them as they are." Lord, we pray for people who have been rejected by their families because they have chosen to follow Jesus. Pray that they experience the unconditional love of God. Pray that they would find strong Christian communities. And we pray that their families would accept them and reconcile with them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Person K in Asia writes, "Out of the 30 families living here, 22 families have come to know Jesus. And I pray that one day it will become an entirely Christian village." Lord, we pray for church planters in Asia who are facing persecution because of their faith. We thank you for the many, many people they are reaching with the gospel and for the new house churches they have formed. We pray for protection for the church planters and for new believers. And we pray to God to soften the hearts of those who want to harm them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And now Jodie's going to bring us three short readings.
First reading is from Mark chapter 13 and verse 13. "Everyone will hate you because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved." The second reading is from Mark chapter 10 and verses 29 to 31. "Truly I tell you," Jesus replied, "no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age, homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." And the third reading is from the first book of Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 26 to 27. "If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honoured, all rejoice together. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it."
When I hear about Christians living in countries where they are persecuted for their faith, it often makes me wonder just how robust my faith would be under such circumstances. How quickly would I fall away? We saw that even during just 18 months of COVID-19, while there was a boost to people turning to prayer or seeking God or listening to sermons and services online, we also saw people fall away or become less concerned or bothered about their faith. When Jesus explained the parable of the sower to his disciples, he said, "The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. This morning we've heard about believers who aren't falling away when persecution comes, despite their limited circumstances and the limited availability of Christian materials to nourish their faith. They have deep roots in good soil. It begs the question of us, how deep are our roots? What is our soil really like? I often think we are put to shame by our Christian brothers and sisters in places like Asia, North Africa, and the Middle East. We have such freedom to live out our faith here in the UK. It's a privilege many don't have. The incredible believers that BMS is supporting around the world, like those featured in I Will Stand, believe that Jesus is worth it all. They want to tell others about him and want others to hear. We all want to see a world where that is possible for everyone, a world where Christian communities are able to flourish and people are free to speak about their faith. By standing with them through prayer, giving and sharing their stories, you will help them to take the good news to places and people it has never reached. Your church can send Bibles, equip isolated Christians to access Bible training, and partner with church planters. You can make new disciples and help Christian communities to flourish in places hostile to the gospel. Let us pray. Lord, help us to take our place and stand in solidarity and support, both prayerful and practical, to our brothers and sisters in places like Asia and North Africa and the Middle East, where they are persecuted for their faith. Help us to know that we are united with them, and help us to play our part in your mission, both here in the UK and globally. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'll close with a blessing. May God bless you with discomfort at easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships, so that you may live deep within your heart. May God bless you with anger at injustice, oppression, and exploitation of people, so that you may work for justice, freedom, and peace. May God bless you with tears to shed for those who suffer from pain, rejection, starvation, and war, so that you may reach out your hand to comfort them and turn their pain to joy. And may God bless you with enough foolishness to believe that you can make a difference in this world, so that you can do what others claim cannot be done. Amen. Thank you for joining with us, and we'll see you next week online. Go well, and God bless.